Welcome once again to this podcast of D&D. I'm Wolf the DM, and with me today is...
I'm Uzu, our Dragonborn Barbarian.
I'm Gray, the Changeling Warlock.
I'm Riley, Damus the Tiefling.
Ian, as Jeremiah on the Half Elf.
And I am Melchior, the human sorcerer.
Also, quick shout out to our artist slash editor, who is Wilmer, our Dragonborn. Want to give him credit for this?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So, this just reminded me of something. I've reworked the sanity. It still works pretty much fundamentally the same way. Except when you hit 0%, that's when you go crazy. You can drop only to negative 50, but you can go up to positive 200 sanity.
Dang.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is with sanity, you regain half of what you lost after a long rest, and you gain... 10% on a short rest.
All right. Sounds good.
So for you, Riley, this sanity system that I introduced is if you cast magic of any form, you roll a d20. Something will determine whether it's positive or negative. I will then roll a percentile dice and a d10 and tell you how much sanity you have lost.
Okay, so is the goal to be sane or a complete psychopath?
Sane.
I'm already wonderful. I'm already a psychopath, so.
So become insane, you get a +5 to attack and damage, but you cannot differentiate from friend or foe.
Fun.
So when you do an attack when you're insane, you roll a d20. That will determine who you hit. You then roll to try and hit their armor class, and then you roll damage if you hit.
All right, for sure.
Yeah. That's pretty much it for that. So,
Bobby, is that you?
I'm pretty sure that's me. Sorry, I realized I didn't have my dice out.
Did you drop them? Because I heard.
Yeah, that also happens.
Great start.
All right.
So, with the sanity description in hand, are there any bonuses to performance from having more than 100% sanity?
No. It just means you will go insane less.
Got it.
So we leave off where the rest of the companions who were here last time... you're all standing around Wolfa. We left off where she was about to explain what's been happening in the world. All right. My champions have lost many times for a long time and are on the verge of being exterminated. This is our last chance, so I created the Twin Wolves. It is the last hope. You've met the elf. Now you must... find his twin. If you have any questions, now is the time to ask. You may never see me again.
Will you marry me after this?
Can we not do that, please?
She stares at you. I am a god and you are an immortal. I don't think that's going to work out very well. I will not marry you. That's the end of the story.
Thank you.
Any non-stupid questions?
Where is this twin?
She is in the Labyrinth of the Pacifist.
And where is that?
It's on Ragnarok.
Wait, isn't that the end of the world kind of thing? I remember reading something about that. Or
So if you look at the picture of the map that I sent, there's actually a continent called Ragnarok.
Well, we're off to Ragnarok, everybody.
Yes, it's curtains for everybody.
Let's get back.
42.
Let's
okay, I'm
let's
good.
Let's grab everything.
So,
And I guess we'll be off to the teleportation crystal.
Before we go, may I ask Ms. Wolfa that you level with us? It was said that if we win this competition, we would have everything we might want. May I ask you to level with us and tell us if that's simply a euphemism for dead, all our troubles over?
It depends on the god. With me and many of the other gods of the good pantheon, and many of the neutral, you will have everything you want. You will not be destroyed. You have my word on that.
Can I ask a question?
She looks at you.
Why did you choose us? I mean, including myself, I don't think we look like the types who would do these things, you know, to help whoever. We don't look like the good people to help others. So why us?
Sometimes the best good guys are the best bad guys.
How poetic.
To be honest, though, I had no input on who was chosen. I have no idea how you were chosen.
If you're your champions, I don't get why you're not you, yourself, a god, of all things, you know, aren't being capable of choosing your own champions, which...
We did pick ballots out of a box.
Oh yeah, that thing.
You picked random ballots, as your dragonborn friend here has said. And you all happen to draw the wolf lot.
I wonder why.
Maybe the fates are conspiring.
I don't believe in fate. Fate's just like one giant kick in the nuts.
She gestures around the room and she goes, many of these are fays, other gods of nature, and these are just some of them. There are thousands of gods. Think about it. You're looking at different types of fates. How can you not believe when you can see?
Well, that's a very philosophical question. If we can see, can we in fact believe?
Let's just get on that adventure, guys.
Yeah, let's just go. I'm ready to go now. You already answered my question, so thank you.
You know, let's just grab our stuff from, you know.
I still have my stuff. I didn't take it off.
She starts to make an arcane gesture, and in the middle of it, she collapses in subtle pain. Ah, no! The timeline, it's changed! Go quickly. Bring hell to the enemies of the wolf, and balance everything. She then redoes the arcane gesture, and the portal opens that leads right back to your room.
Alright, let's go.
Yep.
Alright, so you guys enter your room. And Jess is standing there, and she's fully kitted out. Weapons, armor, everything. She looks like a rogue. She turns to you guys and said, come on, let's go. We're entering a war zone.
Oh, goody.
Excuse me, what now?
The timelines has changed. There is serious trouble in the village that you were just at.
For some reason, right. I have this feeling that I'm kind of used to this, and I'm not...
I slap you. Stop talking. Get ready.
Well, if we must, we must.
I'm gonna punch you in the nut.
She gestures to the teleportation crystal.
All right.
I go through.
I'm ready. Let's get going.
Yeah, grab all my stuff or whatever and go through the portal.
All right. So you guys enter and you're in this you're at the village gate. Everything is razed to the ground. Nothing is left standing. Corpses of drows and villagers just lie all over the place. There is a group of five drow with people in burlap sacks. Jess charges in, wielding two dual swords, and she cuts down the first three. Right as the other two go to strike her unprotected body, a sword from two rogue men have stabbed into those drow, finishing them off. One of them, Ian, you recognize as the rogue trainer. The other, you guys have no clue who this guy is.
Looks like the circus is all here.
The rogue trainer turns towards Jess and smacks her. Jess, You're running headlong into combat is a bad idea for us. I knew you were there. How did you know he was there? He points to the other man. I didn't. The other man removes his hood, and it's a high elf, clean-shaven, and on his forehead is the symbol of a wolf. He takes a look around at you guys. The sounds of battle can actually be heard all around you. And he spots your character, Ian.
Oh, yeah?
And he points his sword at you. You tried to kill me. You hear the do it again?
Matters have changed somewhat. It seems that our fates are mutually intertwined. And our interests lie with your survival. I was seeking any possible way out at the time and have since settled more fully into my current role. Please forgive me.
His elf eyes just kind of look like they're trying to peer into your soul, or more accurately, try to rip it out. He then sheathes his sword and says, okay, fine. The other Kingmaker are already here. They're in the center of town. Let's go. As you guys walk, Jess runs up to him. What other Kingmaker? The one marked by Wolfa and forced to come here. Come, I'll show you. He walks to where the town hall once was. A T is sitting there smoking a pipe. Sitting there behind him is a female paladin. And standing there is a Kingmaker, which, Riley, would you like to describe your character?
This is a blood red tiefling with pure black eyes and black horns. He wears leather armor, which underneath is a silk tunic with mysterious marking. On his left ear is a jade bead earring. Other than that, he is relatively average. He walks around barefoot. He has no shoes. Yeah, and that's about it.
Narmo gestures to him. Something that only everyone else can see, except for you, Riley, is on your behind your ear with the jade earring, there is a symbol of Wolfa right there on your behind your head. And it kind of glows, so everyone can see it.
Well, it seems as this one is on our team. Welcome aboard, partner.
Welcome to the shit show, kiddo.
As this is happening, you guys are hearing the sounds of battle starting to fade. It seems that everything's calming down. Narmo looks at you guys and goes, you guys ready to take control of a castle?
Castles seem a bit of tall order for our current strength. Do we have other resources in the world to call on?
The paladin stands up, and she is huge. She's almost as tall as the Dragonborn, Wilmer's character. And her heavy plate steps just clearly echo. There's a secret passageway. It hasn't been used since ancient times.
Well, that sounds more like it. Has anyone explored it yet?
It hasn't been opened in a very long time.
Do we know what's in the castle currently?
Smirks and goes, drows.
How many?
Well, we won't need to worry technically about that, because they're fighting with the lion right now, who is sieging that castle.
As long as we can get in without them noticing, we should be fine.
So I see two enemies here. those in the castle, the drow, and those besieging, the lion. How do you come to calculate that the castle is the bigger priority?
If we fight the lion head on, we will probably surely die. And at the same time, the castle will then not be under siege and security will get much tighter again.
Yet if we take the castle, we must then cope with the siege.
Well, Rita smirks under her helmet. She's like, well, there is a magical defense that can only be activated by one of my ancient order. Once activated, it will repel anyone that I see as an enemy.
You know, I want to ask, what's so important about this castle exactly?
A T stands up. It's the castle of the wolf. Not only that, but if the wolf can take it, we will then be on course with the first wolf once more.
The first wolf?
The first wolf was the only time the wolf was about to win.
Okay. So,
well, things seem more hopeful in the light of your explanation.
We should get going then, I see.
Yeah, let's get going.
The thief chamber pops up and goes, hey, guys, I've also got a mission for you.
Okay.
What do you have, dear teacher?
Well, so there is a few things that we need to do. Because technically the other trainers are not your friends, but also are not your enemies. We need to get them on your side.
How exactly do you think we'll be able to do that?
The barbarian's daughter is in the cells of the castle. Bring her will get him on your side. The cleric, he collects holy symbols. If you can collect the holy symbol of Lolth from that castle. For the sorceress, if you can collect the treasured dagger of Lolth. For the warlock trainer, if you can collect the book of Lolth, he will be forever grateful. And finally, for the bard trainer, if you can get a hold of the drow songs, he will be forever in your debt.
So I'm confused. Player to the EM here. Are we talking about the other trainers from another barracks, or are we talking about the other trainers from our barracks who are the thief trainer's colleagues?
From your barracks. You haven't met them all yet. Some of them you've met.
Yeah, we've met a good number of them, I think.
They roused us out of our slumbers this morning, I think.
Yeah, yes. Except for the sorcerer one, if there is one.
And the bard. There is a sorceress and a bard.
I'm confused, dear teacher. How is it that those nominally meant to be working for our benefit are not interested in our success?
Technically, everyone there is supposed to be rooting for a very specific team to win. There is... You've met Ren, have you not? The tiefling? Female tiefling, she announced everything. I'm sure you've met her at least once.
Perhaps yes. I simply forget the name. Please continue.
Yes. Well, truth is... she is a priestess of Lolith.
Yes.
And so she has a lot of people under her thumb. So, that is why if you start rallying allies that will rise up against her, you will have the best chance of surviving.
Matters are more complicated than I had assumed.
The whole world that you're in is technically very complicated. There is lies, there is cheats, and whether they be good gods or bad gods, they have all cheated to win in some way or another, breaking rules, regulations. So,
I see.
Oh, if you guys really want to win?
Yes, we must cheat. How many of the items you would have us seek are within the castle itself that we are meant to be taking?
All of the items that I have lifted are in that castle.
By securing from the inside the castle that we are discussing, we would go a long way to securing the items that you would have us collect. Would we not?
Yes.
Ah. Then our path seems clear. Let us away to the secret entrance.
So, Narmo and Rita take a point.
Wait, I want to ask, does anybody have do you guys have a map of this place? So we can, you know where we're going, so we can, if we get separated, at least we'll be able to get to our destinations a lot easier than just wandering around like madmen.
We do not. It's all in our head.
That's gonna make it more difficult.
Just stick with us, and we will take you through the forest pass properly.
Okay. All right.
So, Rita and Narmo, also, as you guys are about to leave, remember something. By the way, guys, it's a 3-day walk to what's called the Silver Coast, where this castle is. We will need to rest a few times along the way.
Understood. We will likely need to buy food and things at the village before we go.
Village is razed to the ground, but Chief Atita pulls out 20 days worth of rations for each of you.
Cool.
Chief, we are indebted to you very much.
No, I am indebted to you.
As you say, sir.
So as you guys walk, the day is pretty uneventful. You walk through a forest, and nothing really happens. It's just a long, drudgerish walk.
This is a peaceful place.
Narmo finds a quiet, secluded clearing, and he has a set up camp there. Rita looks around and goes, "So, how are we going to do watch?"
I, for myself, cannot see in the dark. I will take first watch while we still have some light.
Or I was going to do it, I guess. Well, I can't see in the dark either, so.
Neither can I.
We may wish to divide the night into thirds or fours.
How many people are in our group?
6 right now.
Divide it into twos. Or divide the night into thirds. And then have 2 people.
Play. Okay. So you guys want to do 2 for each watch?
Who has dark vision? I do.
I do.
All right. Me and Bobby.
Rita and Narmo have dark vision.
Okay. Up to how far do they have dark vision?
60 feet.
60 feet? And then what about you, Bobby?
I don't have dark vision. Experience it, I will.
Oh, so you don't have dark vision?
No.
Who has dark vision?
I do.
Okay. How far, Riley?
60 feet.
All right. What class are you, Riley?
I'm a druid.
And then, Wolfie, what class are the other two?
Narmo's a rogue, and Rita is a paladin.
Okay. Rita and Narmo will take second watch. Bard and our half elf and our human will take first watch, and me and Riley will take third watch.
That is, Mistress Narmo and Dame Rita, we would request your assistance at second watch, as none of the rest of us, very few of the rest of us, can see in the dark.
It's very fine. We're very used to working as soldiers, though, and mercenaries. Everyone's got to pull their own weight.
As you say.
All right. So, first watch begins. Everyone make me a perception, or everyone who's awake make me a perception check.
10.
Wait, there's one more. Bobby should be on first watch, too.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Wait, which one am I looking for again? Which one?
Bobby wasn't accounted
perception.
For.
Perception.
Perception. 22.
Cool.
7.
You guys hear heavy footsteps And something. Does any of you speak Orcish?
Nope.
Well, you all hear these heavy footsteps trudging through the forest and branches breaking. They're not concealing themselves. And four orcs come out of the forest.
I'm going to hide.
Okay.
Just outright.
Yep. I'm going to stealth it. I'm going to hide and stealth.
All of you guys are going to hide?
Yep.
So they, let's do this.
Oh, no. That's bad. That sounds bad.
No, it's great. It's great. You guys are going to love this. The orcs don't notice you, but as they're entering your camp, they all just seem to step on the fire for some strange reason. Like, they don't even notice the fire. So they scream in pain, waking everyone up.
I had hoped to avoid this.
Roll initiative.
Let's do it. Modified 20.
Natural 1.
7.
22.
Nice. Ian, 22. Riley was, what, natural 1?
Yep.
Oh, you got a natural 1 too?
Sadly, yes.
Which one of you has higher dexterity?
I have a plus 2.
Getting back to it. Dexterity.
Oh, Riley. That's who I was talking about.
Yeah, plus 0.
Oh, sorry.
Plus 0? Okay, so Bobby, you'll go before him. Marcel, what did you get?
Higher than a 1. So, 7.
Wilmer, what did
you
get?
At least I got the battle allowed early.
Modified 20? So, Normal being, he's a ranger. I thought he was a rogue. Being the ranger that he is, leaps to his feet almost instantaneously and draws his flame tongue short sword, and he's just gonna run the first one that he sees through. So that orc is dead. So there's three more remaining. Next is Ian's turn.
Okay. Is there a biggest orc or a chief orc?
No, they're all the same.
Okay. I am going to try and stealth up behind the easiest orc for me to get to.
Okay.
And I'm going to outright attack it with my rapier. Skewer it through.
Okay. You're looking to beat a 13 armor class.
Okay, so I got an 11. So that's a miss.
Yep, that's a miss.
Do I still lose my stealth, or does he still not know I'm present?
I would say making the attack, you've lost your stealth.
Okay. I'm still behind him, so
yeah,
that could work out well for me.
Next, Rita, the paladin, she gets up, and she's going to take her Morning Star, and she's going to bash the one that Ian just tried to kill. That's a hit. That one is dead as well. So that's two down. Next, it's you, Wilmer.
All right. How many goblins are around me right now?
Orcs, and there's two of them left.
Oh, orcs. Two left. Okay. Do any of them have previous damage?
Yes, they all stepped in the fire and took 7 damage.
Okay, so I'll attack with my battle axe to the one closest to me.
Okay.
AC 13?
Yep.
Yep. That's a 26.
That hits.
Damage 1, and I'll do 2 hands because it is versatile. So 1d10 plus 5. 9 damage.
He's dead. You cleave him in half.
And what? There's one more?
There's one more left.
All right, I'll roll for that one too.
Please tell me that was a nat 20.
That was a nat 20!
Good.
Okay. We'll do 1d10 again, plus 5. 8.
He's dead.
That was
quick. You leave a splatter of blood that puts out the fire.
That was quick.
Narmo spits on them. Bloody orcs.
I'll loot them.
So I'll loot them. Since I didn't
get... Is someone eating?
Oh, yeah, that's probably me. Sorry.
Let me go here.
Right. I just take a drink from my flask and lean back after doing nothing.
You didn't even bother to wake up. You're just like, ugh.
Good job, guys.
You find... Oh, wow, you found 8 gold pieces.
Nice.
That's it. That's all they had.
All right.
Narmo and Rita stand up. We'll continue watch from here. You guys go back to sleep.
Thank you.
I wonder what orc meat tastes like.
I don't want to know.
Narmo points to the fire and goes, "You really want to start another fire?"
It protected us the first time.
Only because they rolled a 1 in perception and somehow didn't see the fire.
But it worked.
It worked.
He didn't start the fire. It's been always burning since the world is turning. Oh, wait, what?
Okay. Yeah. So, you guys go back to sleep. So, the second watch advances uneventfully. Narmo and Rita wake the next two up, and they go back to bed. And the third watch goes by uneventful. So, you guys wake up and continue your journey. You guys actually exit the forest now, and you reach the plains. It's grassland. You can see for miles, and in the distance, you can kind of see these hills that are mountainous area that kind of blocks your view straight on. But off to the side, you can see a coast of those mountains. And Narmo points to the mountains and goes, "Past those mountains is a silver coast. That's where we will be going for the castle."
Well,
onward then.
So your pass to the grasslands takes you about a day, and you get to the base of the mountains. It passes uneventfully. So you guys make camp again. You guys going to do the same watch formation as before?
It seems wise.
Seems like most likely choice.
Man, what is it with first watch?
Oh no.
Here we go.
That's that. Okay.
Make me a perception check.
Oh god.
12.
I've never heard of this race. Hold on.
15.
7.
The better fact is that he said he's never heard of this race.
So I'm using a random generator encounter, so I'm reading at the same time. So these 6 Duros. They are a small dwarf-like race. Oh, that was 200 XP divided among you guys.
It's 20. It's like 29 EXP each.
Yeah,
30.
No,
20. No, it was like 28.5.
It was like 28.5.
I'm gonna let you guys round up. So
yeah, you round up.
Do we level up now, or do you want to wait until
go ahead, level up.
How many experience are we getting? 26, right?
29.
Cool. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
God, that was a pain to find these guys. Okay. So you guys are set upon 6 Duros. They are a dwarf-like humanoid race. So what does the watch do?
Dwarf-like humanoid race.
Yep.
Easily mistaken for dwarves or markedly different in appearance?
Markedly different. They have this kind of stone flesh. They have kind of the sharpened teeth and white eyes. They've got a beard, but it's kind of this stony beard. Same with their hair. They clearly look chaotic evil.
Okay. I'm just going to quietly wake everybody up. I could stealth first. I could hide first. But I don't know if we're in combat yet, so I'm not sure how to...
You're not, but they clearly see you.
Okay. Mm. So I'm going to hastily wake everybody else up.
So everyone wakes up and prepares for battle. I guess roll initiative.
All right. Let's do it again.
So I've got a...
Eight. Thank goodness.
Eight.
18.
Natural 20.
Oh, dear. Nice. So, Riley, what was that? 8?
Yep.
Ian, what were you?
I haven't rolled yet. Just a second. Okay.
Bobby, what was yours?
Nat 20.
Nat 20. That's what I thought. Marcel.
18.
Wilmer.
Mod 20 for me.
8 for me.
8. Which of you has the highest dexterity?
My dex is +1.
+0.
Wow.
When I get a natural, when I get like natural ones, would it and natural 20s, would you rather me just say what the additive is?
No, just say nat.
Okay.
Because nat 20 is higher than a mod 20.
I'll ask you for the other thing if that happens. All right. So, Bobby, you go first.
Okay, I'll just run up to the closest one and then stab it. Stab it with one of my daggers.
Okay. You are... Oop, there it is. You're looking to beat a 13.
A hit, then.
Okay. Roll damage.
What is that? That's a 3.
3? Okay. Yeah.
And then I'm going to hit it with another.
Okay, cool.
That's a 10, so it misses.
Okay.
That's the end of my turn.
So you stab into him, and he wails... in frustration of being stabbed and kind of jerks away from your knife, which causes you to miss with the second thrust. All right. Ian, you're next.
Okay. Similar idea. I'm just going to step up to one that's... No. I'm actually going to step around behind the one that our rogue is working with and try and get a flank attack on him.
Okay.
So, it's a dex check. 11 for my hit.
With advantage?
I'll roll again. Good point. Aha! This is more like a mod 20.
Nice.
My dexterity bonus is 3, so I'll add that to a die roll. And we're looking at... 6 points of damage, all told.
So you doubled your damage?
Oh, I doubled the dice. Sorry.
Okay.
You're right. Okay, that's better. 11 plus 3. So we're looking at 14 points of damage.
Okay. Which weapon did you use on him?
Rapier.
Okay. So you come up behind him and you just skewer him through the back of the head just with this quick in and out, and he just falls over dead.
Cool.
So Bobby, Marcel, your turn.
Yay. I'm going to use my quarterstaff.
Okay.
On whoever. I don't really care because they're both at 100%.
Next one in line.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what I get. Really? Nope. Missed. All together.
So you just swing over his head because he's so short.
Yeah.
It's Rita's turn. Rita charges in. She's going to use Moonbeam. This is gonna be fun. So 5 foot radius, 40 foot high cylinder. So she's able to hit two of them. So two need to make Constitution saving throws.
Oh no!
This is gonna be funny. Oh dear God! This makes most of your guys' breath attacks, who are Dragonborns, look pathetic.
Oh God!
Yeah, this is 4d10s.
Jesus Christ!
So you guys just see this beam of light come down, and these two just evaporate. Little sanity. One, mark that. Okay. Next person in the lineup will be Wilmer.
All right. How many are there now?
There's three. Two of them have just been evaporated.
All right.
I thought we started out with four, did we not?
Six.
Okay, sorry.
I'll start off with my great axe against one. And it's what, 13 AC?
Yep.
It's 14. Okay. It's 14 on one of them.
All right. You just lop his head off.
All right. And then I'll try to attack another one. It's a net 20. I'm sorry.
I know. I love it. I love it.
This is going to be great to, like, one day look back on and then just start drawing up. Two of them get evaporated, and one of them gets their head lopped off. One of them is stabbed viciously. Let's see. 1d12 plus 5.
I can already tell you that he's dead. You just kind of, like...
It's when a 17! I rolled a natural 12!
So when you... It's 17 times 2. So when you hit this guy, he doesn't quite... Like, normally the axe would just cut. Instead, he just kind of explodes into goo. Like, you hit him that hard with an axe, which should be
nice
cutting.
Nice job, Gallagher.
All right.
He just melts.
Yeah, he's just dead. And so you've left the last one. Riley, it's your turn.
So there's one more enemy in front of me, yes?
Yeah, yeah, it's just like...
Does it have any damage to it yet?
No, he hasn't been hurt yet.
All right, I want to throw my net at it.
Okay!
I'm gonna trap this fucker. I'm gonna trap him.
I think that's probably the best thing I've heard. A short, stubby, like... Duro, your immediate thought is, I'm going to throw my net at it. I love it.
All right,
I didn't
so
know there was
what does
he have class.
To... there's a net. Okay, roll me a d20. Tell me what you get.
Net 20. I mean, he's already saying it.
Oh my God, yes! Yes! Oh, thank God.
I didn't hear what happened.
Yeah, it's a nat 20. Well, so now it's this creature's turn.
High rolls.
Let's see if it can break three. Oh my God!
Oh no, it did it. Jesus Christ!
It rolled a nat. Like, he literally just kind of like rips it apart in his bare hands, and he takes off running. He's just sprinting now. Like, he's moving away from you guys. He's like, nope, I'm done.
Wait, let me... I can probably hit him.
Now it's Narmo's turn.
Still try to take it down. We don't want any witnesses.
No freaking mercy, baby.
Don't want it to get back to the nest.
Narmo pulls out his longbow. Narmo is continuing to aim his short bow, and he's doing this non-lethal for some strange reason. Oh dear God. Oh dear God.
I don't know. Oh God. I'm suddenly scared.
So he shoots it in the knee, and it's non-lethal. But for some odd reason,
that ends his career as an adventurer now. Sweet. Yep.
No, it gets better than that. For some oddball reason, his whole leg explodes off.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And he just bleeds to death.
Damn it. Oh, well.
Every time.
What is with your dice, Wolfie?
We try to do something nice every time, and it just fails.
This is why we can't have good things.
He tried to do it non-lethal, okay? Did you know that Narmo rolled a natural one in that thing? The what is it? No. He rolled a nat 20 on that, but initiation. He rolled a one.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't think he was even gonna get a turn. And then when the enemy just ran away, I was like, oh, wow, cool, he actually gets a turn. And then he rolled a nat 20, and I was like, oh, dear God.
Oh, another one bites the dust.
So, I had an experience thing here already. 300 XP.
300 divided by 7, that's like 43.
Okay. Narmo and Rita take second watch. Oh, do you guys want to loot them?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Take it.
Hold on 1 second. All right. So, what do you guys find?
Wait, what kind of creatures are these guys, by the way?
Dwarves.
Duros.
Like dwarves. Duros.
Yeah, they're never dwarves. Mind.
I'm sorry, what was the initiative, or what was the, what was the experience gain again?
43.
Okay, 43. Thank you.
Yep. Alright, so you guys found another 4 gold pieces. Man, you guys are getting lucky. Those were the high one, no, on the treasure random generator, that was the high stuff that you guys kept getting. It's like, everything else is like 22 copper pieces and stuff like that. But this one, it's like 4 gold pieces. Like, yeah. Really? You guys are that lucky?
We're having a lucky session today.
Yes, you are.
Hell yes.
And we haven't even gotten to the meat of the thing yet.
Oh, no. Haven't even reached the castle. We're already stocking up.
Yeah, exactly. All right. The events that happen now, if any more events happen, go here. Here we go. All right, so you guys all go back to sleep, and about an hour later you guys are kicked awake. Narmo is get up quick.
What's happening?
You guys hear the sound of flapping wings.
Oh, shit.
They're small, and they sound semi-mean. They're these small beasts called Bloodhawks. And they have been attracted to the fire. Roll initiative.
Okay.
There's 9 of them.
Mod 20.
19. Yeah, 19 20. For me.
Okay, so Ian, 19. Wilmer, was that you? That
yeah, said mod 20? 20. Mod.
Mod 20.
I got a 10.
Okay.
I got a nat 20. My first roll was a natural 1, and then there's 2 others. That's great.
Bobby, 20. Marcel, what was that?
10.
And Riley, what were you? You were facing 9 Bloodhawks.
2.
At least I'm not the only one with the bad roll today. 2.
What's a game of D&D without bad rolls? I rolled 2.
Well, you want to hear something funny? I remember in the campaign that I was a part of, the enemies rolled so bad they got like a natural one. Several of the enemies killed themselves. And how? That's
typical.
Exactly. Hasn't that already happened? I think that happened earlier in the last campaign. I'll have to review the footage.
All right.
So, Riley, you got your initiative?
Yep, I rolled two.
Two. Okay. Well, we know who's going last.
Yup.
Bobby, you got a nat 20?
Yep.
So you're going first.
Okay. Bloodhawks?
Yep.
So they're in the sky?
Yep.
How far in the sky?
You could try and hit them with melee. You will have to do disadvantage.
How far are they?
They're high enough to reach if you were a 3-foot dwarf.
Well, I think I'm 6 foot tall, so I think I should be able to reach them.
But they're like moving around a lot, or so that's why it's disadvantage. Okay.
I'm 6'10".
I don't know. I'm really scared of the sanity thing, so that's why I'm always
just attacking
them with daggers.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I've been doing.
I mean, it's been tweaked, so I feel like you can probably safely do it right now.
Okay, yeah. You know, I haven't done a spell this entire time. I'm a warlock. Let me do some chill touch.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to chill touch the farthest one because it has 120 feet, so.
Wow, damn.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay. Do they have to make a saving throw or?
No, that's a hit. Or
okay.
Roll to hit.
Just making sure.
That's a 6 plus 7. I don't know what that number is.
12.
13.
Armor class is 12. So you hit.
Oh, nice. And then a D8 for damage. What does D8 look like again? What shape?
Kind of a double pyramid.
Yeah, double pyramid.
I was going to say two triangles put together, and then I was like...
That's a 2.
Alright, so they're slowed too, right? When they get hit with that?
They can't regain hit points, which I don't think is important for a Bloodhawk.
Okay, so it squawks in pain, but it's still in the fight.
Until the...
Oh, that's necrotic. I was thinking that was
ice.
Ice for some oddball reason.
Well,
same here.
I got it. Okay. Next person on that list is Wilmer.
All right. Okay. So, how far are they up?
they're probably about 4 feet off the ground.
Did I have to do a sanity for a cantrip?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
Dang it!
Roll that.
You
I don't know, I just wanted to roll for the sand. is it a d20 for me?
Yep, d20.
Okay. 6. That means I lose. Sand.
You lose 16.
That's not much. Wow.
Nice.
Alright.
Alright.
Thank God I'm 6'10".
Even with that, though, I'm still going to have you roll disadvantage.
I know. Let's see. Let's use my great axe and try to hit one. Disadvantage. So it's an 18, 16, so plus 7 for hit. So it is what? So
you hit.
No, I want to calculate
Stop
this.
Stop calculating. Roll 23, your damage.
23.
Roll your damage.
I love you, Wolfie. 15.
Nice. That, all right. You hit it, and it just kind of goes.
Okay, let's do this again for another one. How many are there? 4?
9.
9. Jesus. Oh, God. So 14 plus 7, 21.
That one also just kind of becomes goo.
I'm starting to feel bad for them. This isn't okay.
I'm fine with it.
Okay, so that's a...
I wonder how our druid feels about this.
Nat 12 plus 5, 17 times 2, 34.
That's okay.
I can hear you, like, breathing, just like... I feel so bad for these Bloodhawks, Jesus Christ.
I'm laughing my ass off, that's what I'm doing.
Alright, next is 7. So there's how many more left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Killed 2 of them. So Ian, it's your turn.
Okay. Do we have anybody with a ranged weapon?
I've got 2 hand axes and some javelins.
I've got a trident.
Narmo has a longbow, and his sister has javelins.
Okay, so I'm gonna step up into the fray, and I will navigating back here. Oops, I will take an attack with my rapier. Okay, and that will be 22 to hit.
That hits.
Okay.
We're doing great.
Okay, that's 10 damage from my rapier. Stick it up in the air and just poke a bird with it.
you skewer it through the chest and it just kind of falls onto your sword.
Like, what I can imagine, when you said poke, I could just imagine you, like, lightly tapping, like, where the heart is supposed to be, and the bird just falls right on top of it.
For my bonus action, I'm going to look over at the guy with the javelins and the hand axes and go, keep wood in the air! And I'm using bardic inspiration, which means that anytime you have an ability check, saving throw, or attack roll in the next 10 minutes, you can add an extra d6 to that.
All right.
Either before or after you roll.
Hand axes, motherfucker.
And that ends my turn.
Okay. Let's see here. So that was Ian's character. Next is Narmo. He's going to pull out his longbow and he's going to shoot one just because. So he's shooting basically the next in the line. Oh, dear God.
And he still hits. He has plus 12 to attack. He must still hit.
He rolled 100.
But so he rolled a nat 20 with plus 11.
God dang it. Jesus.
So he shoots it, and this one with an arrow just explodes.
Wait, they're birds, right? Dang it.
Yeah, they're Bloodhawks.
We can eat them. Sweet.
I don't know if Bloodhawks are edible.
Damn it.
They're called Bloodhawks. So, Marcel, it's your turn.
Oh, yay! I get to kill something. All right. Let's see. Firebolt. Let's cook some of these motherfuckers.
Okay.
Yeah. 10 plus my... What the heck am I doing again? Hold on.
I notice I haven't been adding my proficiency bonus to any of my attacks.
So 17.
Just the strength mod.
Okay, so you hit. Just roll damage.
All right. Just roll damage.
No wonder you have performance problems, sir.
Oh my!
If you rolled higher than a 7, just tell me.
Oh my God!
7.
Straight okay. 7.
So you cooked this one right out of the sky.
Burn, baby, burn! Disco Inferno, baby.
Ooh, I wonder if we can pack this for lunch.
Okay. You know what? I knew a guy. He was like, he had white hair, glasses. You know, he was. I think he was some kind of colonel, and I think he had some kind of recipe for like.
Okay, so it's Rita's turn, and she is going to not waste a javelin. And she is going to, let's see here. What should she do? She's got all these spells to the throw. It's like, I'm spoiled for choice.
Same.
Champions.
The amount of weapons I have.
Well, the amount of power I got. Too. She has a bunch of those as well. All right. So she's going to take out her plus three. She's going to use her vicious spear. That's what she's going to use.
That sounds like a toy.
And she's going to stab it. She's going to stab it so hard.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. So
this disadvantage.
Ask me out to dinner first.
I think they don't want me wine to die.
So she impales this thing, and you just see it kind of pop like a balloon. So there's three more left.
This is so morbid.
This is fun.
I think it's now. Is it?
It's the Bloodhawk's turn.
Yep, it's the Bloodhawk's turn. Time to take damage, boys.
Okay.
And go.
Good luck.
Let's see here.
I'm kind of wanting to take damage.
See who it attacks.
Ooh. I think you try.
Oh no! Okay. I have 9 hit points.
Ian.
Yeah.
The three hawks come after you.
Oh, Jesus. I'm so sorry.
That's nice.
They each have, okay. What's your armor class?
14.
Oh, 13? Jesus.
Okay.
Wow. 14.
Oh dear.
Wait, what are you again, Ian?
Bard.
Okay, so let's roll this one first. Okay, that's not
good. Did they
good.
All hit?
Yes, they did. One rolled a nat 20.
Jesus. Ow.
And that nat 20, okay. So, good news is you only take 10 points of damage.
Bad enough.
Bad news is that's all your hit point. Wait, didn't you level up?
Yeah.
Roll that really quick.
What?
Did you roll your health?
Oh, yeah, I did. I went up to 14, so now I have 4.
Oh, okay, perfect. Cool. Okay. I was like, hey, you're level 2. How did these things kill you?
Still breathing. But it hurts really bad.
They also had advantage on you, which was the problem. All right. So, next person up is Riley.
Okay. So these are Bloodhawks. Yeah, how many are left?
3.
3.
Okay.
As a druid, I should feel that I should inform you, since you are a druid, these are unaligned creatures.
Oh.
Okay, well, that should actually make this potentially easier. I want to cast Speak with Animals.
Yes! Thank God.
Okay.
I was hoping you'd do that.
How does a Bloodhawk sound?
Exactly. Oh! Hello there! Quick, we've been expecting you. Actually, that's very good. That definitely sounds like something like that.
Okay. Go ahead and talk to them. I'll respond.
Alrighty now. Kinda tired of this bullshit here. I just wanted to go on this adventure and drink with my friends, and here you are. Killing everything. Come on, man!
You invade our territory.
You sound like a Pokemon.
Okay, well, maybe go find some new territory, or maybe just let us go through. I don't know. You don't need to start attacking us.
Roll me a perception check.
Roll a perception check?
Or not a perception, persuasion.
Persuasion. 21. Wait, no, plus 3, 22.
Well, I don't mind letting you peek through the veil. They got a natural one with a minus three charisma. So they got a negative two, and they just they all kind of look at each other and just fly away. And they just go, fuck you, fuck you.
Now that that's done, I'm going to loot the dead bodies.
Yay.
Like, good job, Riley.
Yay!
Where? Here we go. Treasures. Roll a d10. You find 12 silver pieces.
All right. Cool.
I just drink from my flask.
I'm just going to hand Riley 6 of those silver pieces just because of that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful choice. So take 6 of those silver pieces.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was beautiful.
Alright. So, I'm guessing Third Watch is going to now take over?
Yep.
Man!
You can't write this stuff.
This is beautiful.
Alright, there we go. Alright. So, where is that?
Did we get XP from that fight?
Oh yeah, it was 250. 350, excuse me.
350 divided by 7.
50 XP each.
Oh my.
I'm going to reroll that. I'm going to reroll that because that's bull.
Did you get a 20?
No, I you guys would have got 6 more duros. I can't explain why those duros would show up after you murderized them. So Third Watch happens uneventful.
Okay. I'm still cracking up because of the goddamn speaking to the Bloodhawk. And Wolfie's rendition of what the Bloodhawk sound like. And then Riley's just, what the fuck are you doing? Stop! Why are you attacking?
Just leave us alone, man!